So when the Bill Cosby allegations were coming out not too long ago, I think it was The Late Show. Which one's the one with David Letterman? I think it's that
Tonight
one.
Show, Late
The
Show,
Tonight Show, whatever
whatever.
the fuck it is. But they were like, we're not gonna miss Bill Cosby because he would make all of the staff come around and watch him eat curry. He made every single staff member come into his green room and make them watch him eat curry. He would just sit there and eat curry, and they'd have to watch, or else he wouldn't go out. And that's that reminded me when I was just sitting there licking my fingers. That was
Yeah, because you're a fucking monster.
the
You should go to
Welcome to the new
jail.
JCast.
Oh, I'm Duke. Hey, Robo-Evan, how are you
Hey, Duke.
doing 2 a.m.?
It's good. 2 a.m. good. Oh, trigger warning for anyone that's triggered by burps. That's my new thing. I'm gonna put trigger warnings everywhere.
Trigger warning for anyone who hates dumb pieces of shit.
You fucked up a long time ago. Oh, trigger warning swears.
Oh, shit.
Trigger warning again.
Oh, fuck. I mean, shit.
Oh, also trigger warning for food. When I was talking about licking my fingers, I was eating Cheetos before we started.
Oh my
So if
goodness,
you get
Robo.
triggered by food,
You know what I
there
get
you go.
triggered by, Robo-Evan?
Triggers.
Dumb 24-hour day.
Yes.
So, Robo, why are we all here right now?
Duke the other day told us all about the importance of the time cube.
If you
I
don't know
still.
about the time
Okay,
cube,
yeah.
here's the quote for time cube. Earth has four corner simultaneous 4 day time cube. Within single rotation, four corner days proves one day God is taught evil. Ignorance of time cube four simple math is retardation and evil education damnation. Cubeless Americans deserve and
Like a
shall be
rapper.
exterminated.
Everything this was just like someone's sick mixtape that they were dropping, and
About.
someone confused it as a cult.
All right, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. Everyone's taught that there's one day, right? One 24-hour day, they're wrong.
Yeah, it starts at 0 if you're EU, 12 if you're American, ends at 12 or 24. Pretty standard, all 24 hours, standard stuff.
That's dumb.
Oh, okay, yeah.
96-hour day.
Okay.
Simultaneous 4 days happening at once.
Four days at
Each
once.
moment right now is happening also 3 other times in Time Cube.
Not at the same time, though, right?
No,
All
no.
interspersed in like 4, or what is it, 6 hours, four
Yeah, because
hours.
there is. I need to find the picture of the Time Cube.
Well, that's not useful to anyone listening to the fucking podcast, is it?
But I can explain it. No, there's like a midday, mid-afternoon fuck. There's four parts of
A
it.
mid-afternoon fuck? I'm into a
Yeah.
mid-afternoon fuck.
Yeah,
The
but
point
there's
is, while
four
Duke
shit.
looks for this image, we had a very long conversation, a very late night long conversation after watching early 2000s news footage of the leader of the Time Cube, or the creator, explaining it. And, I don't get it. I don't understand it. We had a very long discussion trying to figure out how the time cube works. Like, if someone were to kill themselves in the furthest along time cube, what would happen to the time cubers before then?
Yeah. There's a lot of cube shit going on.
A lot of cube shit.
But yeah, there's four parts. There's midday, sundown, midnight, and sunup. Those are the four
Okay.
different parts. So if you like took the Earth and looked at it top down, you could draw a line through it and there'd be four
Wait, so
quadrants.
did this guy just take the four like times of day that there are normally and just stretch them out longer?
Sort of. But
Because
that's the
midnight,
thing.
midday, these all exist.
Yeah, but they're all happening simultaneously. So there's one quadrant. Each quadrant's happening at the same time. 24-hour cube.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm actually
Like
closing
there's.
my eyes and trying to visualize this now.
All right. So. Shit, dude. There's a lot of time. There's a lot of cube.
It's a lot of cube.
See, the thing is. They try to teach you to not realize that there is actually, you actually have 92 hours a day to get stuff done, but each version of your time cube self is doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah, also, I feel like we haven't, or I haven't properly explained what the Time Cube is. I feel like I'm just kind of like shouting about the Time Cube. The Time Cube is some really weird old internet thing.
www.timecube.com.
Yeah, it's just some crazy fucking guy who started his own cult
Not a
about.
cult, it's the fucking Time Cube.
Sorry, it's not a cult, it's the future.
Yes, thank you.
And he believes in the Time Cube. And what are the Time Cube's beliefs? We'll get let's go to the time last. Let's look at the cube first. Because
All right.
the time part is really hard to understand, but the rest of it isn't. If you don't believe in the time cube, you're a cannibal.
No, it's if we don't teach the time cube, we will regress as a society back to cannibalism.
Now,
It's
how have we gone so long without the need for the time cube? Is it just dumb luck?
yeah, I mean, more or less. It was this guy also likes to say a lot that they teach one god with one day, which is wrong. So I guess there's a lot of religious shit going on there about like religion, like
He's,
being us back.
he drops the R bomb a lot, you know what I
He
mean, Duke?
does.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think he's very PC prophet. Is he a
No.
prophet? What is he? Is he a
No, he's just a mathematician. He's just a dude who discovered the time cube. Well,
But is
discovered.
he?
We've always known about it. We've just been
He's
taught
just.
stupid.
But if he's a prophet, he's bringing us to the light of the time cube.
I mean, like, is anyone, is the guy who like invented vaccines, like bring us the light of not dying
Well,
of
no,
polio?
but he's not claiming that vaccines are a religion where the time. Wait, is the time cube a religion?
No, it's not. It's
Oh,
just saying
because.
religion's wrong because they teach one day. Anything that
Oh,
teaches
how
one day
many
is wrong.
gods are there? He said one god, one day. How many gods are there?
None.
96 gods,
He's not
Joe?
saying there's any gods. He's just saying that like the whole religion
So
thing is one god when in fact it's
there's
wrong.
possibly anywhere between negative 10 to positive 10 gods. We're gonna put that range out there. But
Unless you're Hindu, then it's like a million.
there's 100% 96 hours in a day.
Yeah. Time keeps simultaneous time. And because you're taught stupid, version of yourself is doing the same thing that the last version of yourself did at the same time. Where theoretically, if you were open your mind to the time cube, each version of yourself could be doing something different. You could be getting
Oh
multiple things
shit,
done at
so it's like
once.
clones, but if you knew how to like control
Yeah.
clones properly.
So you're using 92-hour day. You're only using 24 hours of that
Wait,
92-hour day.
hold on. I'm just sitting here right now. So you're telling me this is really, really hard to understand because it's a three-dimensional time, right? It's 3D time. But thing, right? So if I learn how to implement use the time cube properly, I can be doing more than one thing at a certain time.
Simultaneous
But
time cube.
does that mean that at 12 p.m. in time cube number one, or time zone, what do we call it? The plane of time? TC number one? What do we call it?
It's midday, it's all those time zones, that's just what he calls them.
Wait,
Each
fuck.
segment is that.
But how, but, so what? There's basically four Earths, right? There's four different Earths inside one Earth.
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah. I'm gonna say yeah to that one.
Yeah, just say yeah to that one, because fuck it. Oh shit, this is insane. So then he's saying that we can do multiple things at once, but isn't that just time management? Isn't it like you can be doing fucking, making coffee at 12:45, but then at one you could be going and like doing the laundry? Or is he saying that at 12:45 you can be making the coffee on time cube A, but on time cube B you could also be doing the laundry, and on time cube C you could be playing a video game, and on time cube D you could be solving the cure to cancer.
That is exactly it. It's that one. There are
That's
four
fucking insane.
simultaneous days
That's
going on
the
at once.
biggest fucking shithole nonsense shittery shits in that I've ever
If you
shitted.
talk shit about the time cube, I will have you removed from the studio.
What, Duke? First off, I'd like you to take your fucking four time cubes, get a studio, and then remove me from it.
You know what? Time Cube 3 and 4, Duke, are working on acquiring a studio.
You know what? I'll be all gung ho about the time cube if one day you just show up with a studio like built into the side of my house that I didn't even notice because you're using three of your four time cubes to do it. And it gets done like, wait, that's a good point. If you're doing the same thing in two time cube planes, so they interact with each other. So say I was building a shed in time cube A, But in Time Cube B, I was also building a shed. Would the shed erect itself in the other Time Cubes?
Here's the benefit of learning how to more or less observe your other Time Cube selves.
You can see what they're doing, so you can do something different?
It's more or less... objects don't interact between Time Cubes. So, in order, like, if you do laundry in Time Cube 1, but not Time Cube 2, Time Cube 2 has dirty laundry. But you can have each of your Time Cube individuals, like, working on discovering something else. You're going to have four times as much.
So it only really works for large-scale discovery, not, like, menial household tasks.
True, but you could also have, like, one Time Cube version of yourself figure out taxes while another Time Cube version of yourself does some other shit.
But and like, at then the they end all of the meet day, up together, and then you would like, still have to, in every reality, do the taxes.
Yeah, you would have to do it
physically,
but you would know the answers because the other Time Cube already did.
Okay, so it would be like if you have a big test coming up or something, you could have one Time Cube study for the test and be like, look, I know all the answers, and he shares it with the other three. So what you're saying is that Time Cube is like a bunch of cheating school kids where they all work on different things to learn the answers to, and then share at the end, so they all get the test right, because they all worked on four different parts of the test.
You could think about it that way, yeah.
Jesus Christ. What else does the Time Cube teach us, Duke, other than the time? Is that it? They just believe there's no, like, weird, like race or, you know, mentally handicapped kind of stuff going on.
I could say some racist shit from right now from this website, but I'm not going to.
See, that's what I want to know, Duke. Is it like, what's its opinions on race? Because it's got to be more to the Time Cube than
you
what's
know affirmative
on.
Action, right? he says some shit about affirmative action, but like that's more of a side note than anything. So I'm just like leave that one.
Does it start with N and end with Iger?
No, but I think he does mention Negroes.
Oh, it doesn't go anything like wetbacks or anything.
No,
a bit
it doesn't
more
get
like.
Clearly racist. He gets like, that's a little odd to be mentioning in the middle of the
it's
Time
like,
Cube.
It's like an old guy at dinner, you know?
Where
like
you're talking about the Time Cube, and then he's like, why do black people get into college when just smart white people don't because of affirmative action? And you're like, slow down there, Gramps.
Yeah, you're at dinner, and like, a black waiter comes by, like, a really nice guy, just creeps you your plate, you don't think anything of it, and then Gramps starts going on about affirmative action and how a perfectly good white guy could have got that job, but instead they're letting the black ones in.
Yeah.
Do what
yeah,
you mean.
That's it exactly, yeah. No, that's exactly.
So the Time Cube is your insane old granddad that you kind of have to go out with, like, once a year because it's his birthday and you think he's going to die soon, but you don't know when, but you don't want to not be there for him.
I always want to be there for the Time Cube, robot.
But... so what's the point of learning about the Time Cube? Is it just this is something that we don't know about and he wants to inform us, like a scientist?
Yeah, it's something like he likes to say a lot that people have been taught stupid to ignore the Time Cube.
Mm.
And so, like, theoretically, think of it as like a like your quote-unquote third eye that everyone likes to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are just like, nope, ignore the three other versions of yourself. When in fact, in your natural state, you would be able to notice...
So is there something other than just modern education that's blocked the Time Cube from us?
It's nothing, like, artificial. It's just that people have been taught that there's only
that's
one.
That's what I was saying. I didn't know if there was, like, if he was going to go into, like, chemtrails, you know?
No,
like,
no,
there's
it's
some
just
chemtrails.
People have been taught stupid. I need to find this quote, but at one point on his website he says, now that I've told you about the Time Cube, you can't blame your ignorance, only your stupidity for not accepting it.
You ever wonder if the Time Cube is a metaphor? It isn't actually the Time Cube. It's
Rogue
like
Woven. If it's not literally the Time Cube, I fucking wasted like an hour of my time.
You ever think the Time Cube's like literally like a Rubik's Cube? Because it consumes a lot of your time. He's explaining about how like the Rubik's
the
Cube.
The Rubik's Cube consumes 92-hour, four simultaneous days. 96-hour?
98,
I
yeah, forget. No, it's
96. 96, I always forget.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. What's the world record for you for a Rubik's Cube?
It's definitely not 96 hours.
Well, Duke, speaking of cubes.
Yep.
Wink.
Yep.
You see that Cube World is doing things again?
Oh my god, what's... Oh, right, the one that's like
so,
Adventure-y.
I'm gonna drop a history lesson.
Cool, Robo.
For
you
everyone.
Drop bomb. Hopefully half as large as Time Cube Bomb.
Oh, God. So, about 2 years ago, I think, maybe three, no, two, almost three, 2013, that's a better way to put it. Cube World came out. It was a really promising game. Now, to be fair, it was been in development for 3 years before it was announced in 2010, if I remember correctly. Close enough, whatever. The point is, it was in development for about 2 to 3 years. Came out in 2013 in early access. Cost $20. Bunch of people bought it. Really cool game, with the promise of it being updated. After about one update, never heard anything from the Cube World guy again. Nothing. He was just gone for 2 years. And then randomly on Twitter the other day, as if though nothing has happened, he started sending out tweets again, just updating the game. Like, was it like, hey, I'm back, sorry, been a while? Was it like, oh, we had some issues, but we're back? It was just no, very unceremoniously, was just like, didn't even say I'm back, just tweeted as though it was another day at the office. Like, oh, here's some stuff I'm adding.
Another 4 simultaneous days, 36
Exactly. Maybe
hours.
he went on a journey to
Maybe he
discover the time
discovered time
cube,
cube, and
and
now he
now
can do four times as much work at once.
he can code four things at once. Maybe that's why there's so much progress coming. They're announcing new music, new quests, new factions. But I mean, I just thought that was insane. I've heard that he said it was a negative feedback that got to him, and like kind of made him not want to do anything anymore.
Oh yeah, no, the internet
Which
will tear
is,
you
the
apart.
internet will tear you apart, but when you have so many people saying that your game's amazing and it's not even like in alpha 0.5 yet, I think you can look past the bad criticism, or at least at the very
But
least say something. Just like the point is, there was 2 years or three of silence. Not even like, hey man, these guys are really getting me down. I was gonna go take a break. It was like just gone. Like, fuck it, I'm done. See ya. And then 2 years later, coming back and being like, people were mean to me.
well, to be fair, the people who are like, I like your thing, say that once, while the people who hate it will hound you down forever.
Yeah, but I feel like if that really affects you that much, you shouldn't be on the internet to begin with. Because it'll be anything that you do. You'll take way too much offense to it. But then maybe it's because it was a thing that he created and he felt like a pretty special bond with, and people were shit. It'll be like someone like shitting on your kid or something, you know what I
Or
mean?
the time cube.
Or the time cube,
If you
yeah,
fucking talk shit
exactly.
about the time cube, I'll end you.
But I just thought that was pretty fucking shitty, mate.
It could be one of those things where it's like that, but also maybe he got really busy with other shit.
Or I really think it's just a lame excuse. It was like, I think
He
he
made his
racked up a
money, he
ton of
went to
money. Yeah.
Mexico, hookers and blow, lost track of time
Yeah, I
for two
really think
years.
he just racked up enough money to live off of for a while doing other, like, maybe just like a part-time job or something. And then either maybe he felt guilty because he, fucking ripped like a ton of people off, or maybe the runny man dry,
Yeah, that one. Maybe
or like he
was
just kind
getting.
of like felt that he needed to do it again. I don't know what it was, but I feel like there's no way that it's just a couple people or even a bunch of people were mean to you, so you stopped developing a game that was hyped 3 years before it released from an independent developer.
But you know what, Rogue Weapon? Never pre-order games.
That's true. Or
If you
early
do not like
access.
a game in the state it is currently in, do not buy it.
Speaking of pre-ordering games, I pre-ordered Fallout 4. It's a season pass.
I pre-ordered the deluxe the
The
Pip-Boy
BitBoy,
edition.
that just came back into stock. If it came back like 3 days earlier, I would have had enough money to get it, but it didn't, so now
Well,
I'm
we're about some
sad.
good news. I'll get it for you.
Thanks, baby.
I mean, I'll say that like on here, but it's like
Yeah,
coincidence
everyone's
that
like,
okay,
oh
I'm
my
not.
god, Duke's so charitable. What else do you know? Duke
Yeah, no,
has an
it's
inventory
all
full
show.
of games that he
Rogue Weapon,
refuses
I
to
made
give to
my inventory
anyone.
private. You cannot see how many games I have anymore.
He just collects them. He hoards them. It's a fucking problem.
Listen, Robweb, do you
He
know of someone who wants 5 copies of Orion Prelude?
made our friend Ubermedic make him like 13 Halloween themed avatars to then only use the first one that he made him. He now just rotates through them daily just to be an asshole. He's not a nice person.
Was a beautiful thing.
At one point, the idea was it was supposed to be a ghost that looked like Duke, right, wearing the top hat and all
Yeah.
that. And on like the 14th iteration, he wants a werewolf put in. All of a sudden, Duke decides he likes the werewolf more than the ghost and wants the werewolf to be the main thing and the ghost on the side. He also wanted his old Devo avatar to be superimposed over the moon.
Oh.
Duke's a monster. Listen, you ever forget that?
You know what I am, RoboEvan?
Horrible.
I tried to help Ubermedic with his art. I was like, hey, Ubermedic, I like your art style, but you should put more time into it. So if I just keep
Record, you never said any of these words, but okay.
That's because I don't say them, RoboEvan. I think them in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
In my four simultaneous day hearts.
Yeah. The only thing is that you hadn't told us about the time cube yet. Your medic didn't have four simultaneous days to make these avatars. If you had enlightened us sooner, maybe this wouldn't be such an issue.
Yeah, but Ubermedic keeps saying that a cube has six sides, so fuck him.
You mean six corners? Because it doesn't have six sides. He says it has, 2,000 corners?
24? I think he says 24.
It's
not, it's like 8.
You, listener, you listening, right now,
it's
you.
It's 8 corners. I want you to write it in. 8 fucking corners, Robo, come on. You
write in. Duke, it's called listener interaction. It's how you build an audience.
If anyone writes in a number besides 8, you're fucking not worthy of the time cube.
I want you to write in. Tell us how many corners are in a cube. And if the number is correct, I will send you back the poop emoji that is included with email. Hello, welcome to BBK Cast, episode Time Cube.
Yep. Americans are evil for ignoring cubism.
Is it just Americans or everyone else?
Not the art style.
I just wanted to make sure.
Time Cube. Unless, he has a rant about cubism. I haven't noticed that one yet, though.
The whole thing is actually just misinterpreted. It's actually a painting named Time Cube that he really enjoyed that was done with cubism. It completely went out of proportion. No one knew what they were talking about.
Let me give you another sample from TimeCube.com. When do teenagers die? Adults eat teenagers alive. No records of their death.
That's just the whole quote?
Yeah, that's a sentence.
What context is it in?
None.
is the Time Cube document just a list of ramblings that this guy is your shadow? What's his name again?
Oh my god, Doctor. He calls himself Doctor. He's probably not a doctor. Fuck.
Is it Gene or something?
It's some dumb name, so I didn't bother to remember it. Yeah, it's Gene Ray. Gene Ray.
How do you spell Ray?
R-A-Y.
R-A-Y? Oh, yeah, that's the first thing that comes up on Google. I want to look up Time Cube, the first thing that comes up when you Google Dr. Gene Ray. Wow, he's just an old white guy. That's it. He's just an old white guy who wears all white. He's the kind of guy you expect to meet at a KKK meeting.
I mean, old and white, that's a lot of people, to be fair.
So here's a quote from Gene Ray.
Right.
Another thing, did you know your father is a fish? The interviewer says, no, I didn't know that my father was a fish. and Gene Ray responds, you know how salmon swim upstream? The male fertilizes the female's egg, it's laid in the water. The interviewer responds, yes. The sperm fish swim upstream just like the salmon fertilizes female eggs in the water. No. Why did he say
four?
What is this
simultaneous 24-hour days?
This fucking fish analogy.
96-hour time cube.
It is not immoral to kill Americans who ignore their opposite sex parents. Excuse me. Oh, so clearly homophobic. Already, because they have to be in all caps. Opposite sex parents. So you can't have same sex parents. Sorry. Everyone with same-sex parents, do not accept it into the time cube. Duke said it wasn't a religion. I said it was a cult in the beginning of the episode. I'm sticking with cult.
I feel like cult requires followers.
Cult requires Kool-Aid, and I guarantee this guy has a lot of it.
Bro, I'm read that quote again.
It is not immoral, to kill Americans who ignore their opposite sex parents who created them, but instead, I didn't read it this far, worship a queer Jew who claims to make people out of dirt. when the body is 90% water. A god so stupid. He claims only a single day rotation of Earth, while my cubic while my cubic wisdom has allowed me to create four simultaneous days within a single Earth rotation. Americans do not deserve life. They live only for today. The evil singularity. Word bastards. The entity you seek is death.
Jesus no, he Christ. There's nothing wrong mentioned about homosexuality. He just says you should kill your fucking parents for ignoring the fucking time cube.
Or Americans in general. He's very anti-American.
There is absolute
proof that you are a personified pyramid.
Yep, Robo. Keep going.
Are you Jewish?
No.
In all caps, I'm not Jewish. Neither was my mother or father. Anyone saying that Jesus and his Jewish father had something to do with my birth is a damn evil liar. I am a native of, I am of nature's harmonic time cube, in which both word and God are outlawed. No plant nor animal speaks word, a fraud by evil adults. I don't even know if I read that right, because it's just such fucking nonsense even if I fucked it up, it would still sound exactly the same as if I read it perfectly.
So here's the thing you need to know. He rants about religion a lot.
I can tell.
He mentions how God's wrong because they clearly mention that there's 7 days a week and they don't mention the fucking time. Like, honestly, the only issue he has with religion is that they don't mention the time cube. Yeah. Like, that's just what everything that doesn't mention the time cube pisses him off.
His writing style reminds me a lot of Chris Chan. If you don't know who Chris Chan is, Google him.
Don't.
The fucking mess of a man that you will learn about.
Don't.
But lots of capitals, lots of exclamation marks, lots of yelling at the reader, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely, for sure. Also, his website is 2 pages, and it is like, they're huge. It's the font changes every 2 seconds. It's intense.
-1 × -1 = +1 is stupid and evil. Linear time is wrong and suicidal. Hey, stupid. Are you too dumb to know there are 4 different simultaneous 24-hour days with a single rotation of Earth?
No, I'm not stupid enough. I know the
joke. That's my new insult. Whenever someone's getting mad at me in Counter-Strike, I'm going to read that to them. Hey, stupid. Are you too dumb to know there are 4 different simultaneous 24-hour days with a single rotation of Earth?
Yep.
Jesus Christ, this is a long one. Some of the long ones. He gets hit enter a lot during it.
Yeah, no, he does that.
You are the lowest form. You can't procreate alone. You destroyed the family. You destroyed childhood. You destroyed naturalism. You don't know the truth. You pitiful, mindless fools. You are educated stupid. I don't think this guy was educated at all. You worship cubeless word. I love how it doesn't matter. He uses cubism and cubeless and cubeful as like a word to describe his, oh my god, our cubeless world. I play Minecraft, mate. Or I play, I should say. I don't know all about the cubes.
Did you know about simultaneous 96-hour Minecraft?
Are your own poison. You create your own hell. You must seek time cube.
I feel like if you like remove some of the time cube shit from his stuff, you can make inspirational quotes from it, but then time cube happens and they're like, well,
or just replace them with like
just do it.
People from the Bible. Yeah. And it would it would sound pretty much identical.
Except for a lot more yelly.
Yeah, well, I think it depends on what book you pick from.
And underlined and bold.
Yeah, and on the internet. But pretty much. He uses stupid as
stupid and queer a lot. However, there's no evidence to... He's probably like using the old version of queer.
He's
90
years old, yeah.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing, he uses stupid in a very odd way. Teachers enslave you, stupid. So he's using it as, like, an adverb, I guess?
I like using it as an adverb, like doing that now, because after reading all this stuff.
I don't even know if that's the correct term. Someone who's better in English.
It's like 3 in the morning, Robo. Come on.
The entity I seek is death, dude.
It is, Robo.
I really like... You know what I just realized, okay? There's the famous Mel Gibson quote, right, when he got pulled over for a DUI, where he says to the cop, "Are you a Jew?" There's another quote on this wiki quote page, "Are you Jewish?" I think if Scientology didn't pick up as a celebrity religion, Time Cube would be it.
I want Time Cube to be it. I love Time Cube.
You know what? You are educated stupid as stupid. Jesus. You are educated stupid as teachers lack intelligence. Truth is cubic. Time is cubic. Life is cubic. Form is cubic. Family is cubic. Village is cubic. Evil is cubeless. Self is cubeless. God is cubeless. Language is a human invention of an evil cubeless singularity.
And with that note, we sign off. Thank you for the cube. Time cube episode.
Have a very, very good cubeful existence.
Part one.
You've been enlightened.
Please buy our 8-part series, or should I say 94 simultaneous part series. Yeah. 96-hour
constant podcast explaining Time Cube. The ins and outs in the current Time Cube news, which I can imagine there's a lot of.
Well, I mean, it's like current like Earth news, like it's kind of been like the same for like a while.
We just take the audio and copy paste it 4 times.
What we do is record 4 channels. We need 2. Like we each have a left and right channel, like 2 for you, 2 for me, and then we just make those each 24-hour audios. And then you have to listen to them all at once, or else like your left ear would be really loud and nothing would be coming out of your right.
Oh my god.
4 simultaneous 24-hour audio sessions.
Welcome back for a CBJ cast in like a year. It's explaining the fucking Time Cube.
Listen. At first, this information has been withheld, but now the truth must be told.
There we go. Only took a whole episode to get a Devo quote out there.
Number one.
More to come. PBJCast coming back eventually.
PBJCast.blogspot.com.
PBJCast@gmail.com. Follow PBJCast at PBJ_cast on Twitter. Remember this shit?
Don't mention the YouTube.
The YouTube's there.
Go to the blogspot. It's all there.
It's all there. The most recent shit on the YouTube is Slav Divinity, which is pretty boring. It was pretty fucking boring to play. Wouldn't recommend it. Some of the other stuff's pretty good, I think. Yeah. I don't know. The thumbnails are really garbage. I made them. If you make better thumbnails, send me them. I'll use them. TY, baby.
Send us an email. Be like, hey, guys, I'm your dad. Eat your vegetables.
All right, see you, Dad.
Or, you know, be like, hey, guys, you should play Tetris competitively. Streamed on Twitch.
Fuck. All right, that's it. We're doing it.
Oh, my God.
Competitive Tetris.
Right now, we're playing Tetris.
I mean, you wouldn't know, but...
It's good. Good.
It's good.
Time keeps good.
That's good.
Yeah, no, that's it. We've covered Time Cube. We've taught everything there is to teach about the Time Cube. If you have Time Cube questions, ask us.
No, I do have a RoboWeapon piece of advice, though. If you're a fan of The Defense of the Ancients MOBA, second one, by Valve Softworks. I don't even know if that's what they're called. They're probably just Valve. If you pre-order Fallout 4, you get a Mr. Handy announcer pack, which I already did, and now I get it.
Pre-order on Steam too. Shit.
So I mean, you get that. I mean, I already have my Rick and Morty announcer pack. Like, it's rough, but you got to do what you got to do. You know. Have a cubeful existence.
Have 4 simultaneous cubeful existences.
I was going to say God bless, but I don't believe in this cubeless God.
Mm-hmm. Make a god that mentions the Time Cube in.
Yes.
But, like, still not, because it's you, asshole. Fucking making up cube gods.
Yeah, come on, man. You can't make up cube gods.
Coming up, be like, hey, there's a cube god now. Here you go.
take buy this book.
This book, it's the Cube God.
Shut up. The only god is Cube.
Are we done?
And cut. Cut.
Oh, is that me?
Cut. Yeah. I'd say it's you.
Cut.
Oh, okay.
Cut.
Tools. Cut.
I just really hate the Jews. I can't fucking stand them.
About the blacks.
I hate the blacks.
Whoa. Alright, I try to be quiet during that so you get a clean cut of it.
I just can't stand this affirmative action. I agree with, what the fuck's his name? Jean Ray. We need to do something about the darkies.
About the time cube? Whoa, Robo.
And
there.
I was going to say no. All right, cut it.
Fuck me.